Chapter 5, Silverback. Jack felt something tugging on his sleeve. He opened his eyes. Boo Boo. The small gorilla was staring at him in the dawn light. Jack stood up. His arms and legs felt stiff and achy. His wet clothes stuck to his skin. He looked around the cloud forest. Misty sunlight shined through the tree branches. "Where's Annie?" he asked the small gorilla. Boo Boo waved her arms. Then she bounded off between the trees. Jack pulled on his pack and followed. As the small gorilla led him through the cloud forest, her head bobbed above the leafy plants. Finally, she stopped before a row of shrubs. Jack took a few steps forward and peered over the shrubs. "Oh, man," he whispered. Large, dark figures were sleeping in an open, grassy area. Gorillas. There were at least 10 of them. Some slept on their backs, some slept on their bellies. The gorillas were all sizes. The smallest was a baby sleeping in its mother's arms. The biggest was a giant with black and silver fur. Jack pulled the book out of his pack. He found a chapter on gorillas and read, "Mountain gorillas live together in families. The leader of the family is a large male called a silverback because he has silver fur on his back and shoulders. Gorillas do not hunt other animals. They mainly eat the plant growth of the forest. They are known to be shy and gentle giants." "Shy and gentle giants," Jack repeated. "That sounded good." He peered over the shrubs again. Boo Boo waved at him. She was standing at the far edge of the clearing. She pointed to something in the tall grass. Annie was fast asleep in the grass. Jack didn't know what to do. If he called her name, the gorillas would wake up. He had only one choice. He had to sneak over to her. Jack put his book in his pack. He pushed past the shrubs and stepped into the clearing. His heart was pounding. He thought of the words from the book, "Shy and gentle giants." As he started toward Annie, he heard a grunt. The giant gorilla with silver fur opened his eyes. When the gorilla saw Jack, he sat up. Jack stopped in his tracks. The gorilla just glared. This giant did not seem shy or gentle at all. Jack saw a stick lying on the ground. He picked it up just in case. Jack's stick made the gorilla growl. He stood up. He was very tall and very wide. Jack dropped his stick. Boo Boo ran and hid behind a tree. The silverback growled again. His long, shaggy arms touched the ground. His fingers curled under. Walking on his knuckles, he stepped toward Jack. Jack stepped back. The gorilla stepped forward. Jack stepped back again. The gorilla kept stepping forward. Jack kept stepping back until he had stepped out of the clearing. But the silverback kept coming. Jack stumbled back through the brush until he came to a thick wall of plants. The gorilla kept coming. Jack couldn't move back anymore. Hi, he said nervously. He held up his hand. "I come in." Before Jack could say peace, the giant gorilla went crazy. He hooted and leaped to his feet. Jack crouched down in a panic. The gorilla kept hooting. He grabbed a tree limb. He shook it wildly. He ripped leaves from branches. He gnashed his teeth. He cupped his hands. He beat his chest. "Raw!" he roared. "Raw!" The gorilla dropped on all fours. He charged back and forth past Jack. Then he threw himself on his belly. He began bashing the ground with his palms. He bashed and bashed and bashed. Jack scrambled on his hands and knees over to a tree. He hid behind the trunk, hugging his head. He waited for the maniac gorilla to find him and tear him to pieces.